This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello everyone, pleasure to have you with us here for the 143rd Open Championship. You're listening to William Hill's Golf Podcast with Dave Kellner in the studio. And Sky Sports pundit and European Tour professional Jamie Spence on the line. Jamie, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, David. I'm looking forward to this week. Another great Open Championship ahead of us.
Should be an absolute cracker. We're in Royal Liverpool Hoylake, Jamie, for this year's championship. And you're at the venue?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I do a bit of coaching with Tommy Fleetwood. So come up for a couple of days to walk around with Tommy. We're going to play a practice round with Lee Westwood and Darren Clark this afternoon, so that should be fun, walking around with those two guys. And Tommy's playing well, so he's a local boy, so he's really looking forward to it. He's very excited, his first Open Championship.
Yeah, first Open Championship for Tommy Fleetwood, and he looks to have a perfect links game as well, Jamie.
Yeah, he does. Well, he was number one amateur in his amateur days, and of course in amateur golf they play all their championships on the links golf courses, so he's got good form on links course. He had a disappointing weekend in Scotland when we really thought his game was coming back. So, he's played this course many times over the last few months. So his preparation's gone pretty well. He just needs to get the ball in the hole again.
This is, Jamie, England's second oldest links course behind Royal North Devon Golf Club. It's been described in some circles as a true links test. What's the makeup of the golf course like?
I think it suits someone who can draw it off the tee. But saying that, when you hit your second shots to some of the greens, they're sitting at you in angles, you sort of want to hit the other way as well into the green. So it's a really good course, very flat, as you'd expect. It's got a tough start. The first hole's a difficult hole to start off with, which I think every great links course has got to have. And it's got a finish that could excite a few players. And you've got a couple of par fives to finish in a short three, so in the last four holes. So You're never out of it around this golf course. It'll be in the back of all the players' minds with the finish. But, of course, just like all links golf, it just depends how strong the wind is and in which direction as to which holes are playing which. So, but it's a proper course. It's a really, really lovely links golf course. It's one that I haven't played, I must say.
How does it compare to what we saw in 2006? Because, obviously, this course was off the rotor from 67 to 2006 when Tiger won. Has it changed much since then?
Well, yeah, they try to make it a lot of bit lusher around the rough areas. It's greener, much greener. Remember back there in 06, it was parched, wasn't it? And the ball was running a mile. Tiger didn't hit his driver at all. So they want to get the driver back in the hands of the pros. They might succeed with that, but it's still going to play quite firm and bouncy. And as I say, it really depends on the wind as to whether they'll get their drives out. I mean, I remember Tiger last year around Muirfield, we were all sort of begging for him to get his driver out and give it a go because he was falling further and further behind, wasn't he? But he just wouldn't take the driver out. So obviously the R&A would love the players to get the big stick in their hands, but we'll see if they succeeded.
Okay, let's have a look at some of the leading contenders then, first of all, Jamie. And we're betting 14-1 the field here with William Hill. And Justin Rose, one of those two players at 14-1. He's looking for a hat-trick, Justin Rose, after wins at Congressional and at the Scottish Open. Seems to be playing unbelievable golf at the moment.
Yeah, he's some player, isn't he? He's turning into him and McIlroy, the best of the Brits, certainly the best English player, Justin Rose. He's winning, isn't he? He's a winner. He wins a lot in the States, as you said. His Open record the last few years, actually, is not so good. He's missed a cut three of the last four. And as you say, going for the hat trick, that sort of puts me off him a little bit. Whether he's trying too hard when he gets the Open, I don't know. But he's certainly got the game for it, as we know. What a great weekend he had last week. Weekend 66, 65 round a very difficult Royal Aberdeen. Can he bring that form here? Why not? But his Open record would just put me off a little bit with Justin.
Why do you think his Open record is so patchy, Jamie? Because he announced himself into world golf with that fourth place finish at Birkdale back in 98, and you thought from there he's going to go on and be a consistent links performer, but it's not quite materialised like that.
No, it hasn't. Well, obviously last week was Royal Aberdeen was a typical links, really difficult golf course, and he played it magnificently. So it's not the golf courses. Maybe he just come to the Opens in the wrong type of form, or he wasn't quite on his game, or he got the wrong tee time. But it's probably a mixture of things. I wouldn't read too much into it. And there's no one playing better than Justin Rose, is there? But as I say, record of the last, he'll be keen to put that record right, and you know, I think he's going to win an Open Championship at one time.
Do you think it's a big benefit for the players that played last week in Scotland?
Well, I don't know actually, because Castle Stewart last year, when Mickelson played and won, is a totally different golf course to Royal Aberdeen. Castle Stewart, you can blast it off the tee, you've got big wide fairways, big greens, you can just give it a smash. Last week was a mental test. It was very narrow off the tee, the rough was up. Whether that's taken anything out of the players that did well there, I'm sorry, we're just going to have to wait and see on that one.
Adam Scott is also in the betting at 14-1, Jamie. 2013 Masters champion. He's traded very short to win the last two Open Championships at Lytham and Muirfield. Got almost the perfect swing, Adam Scott.
You like his swing, don't you, Dave?
Like his swing. It's impossible not to like his swing. He modelled it on Tiger's swing at the start of his career, and it is bordering on perfection, isn't it, Jamie?
Yeah, well, I remember when he first came out, he played in the Moroccan Open. The one I won it, as it happens, that week. But it was his first event coming over from Australia, and he looked just like Tiger Woods. He swung it exactly the same. And that was back in 2000. So it was very interesting to see. He's modified his game. It's a lot tied to his swing from now. And I think the one thing that's really helped him is this long putter. What he's going to do at the end of 2015, I don't know. But that long putter's not, I would almost say, it saved his career, really, because he struggled with the short stick. But his record the last few years has been exemplary in the Open. As you say, third last year, second the year before that. Should have won round Lytham, shouldn't he? And he's gone on to win the Masters, so he's a top player, Adam Scott, and likes... When you play in Australia, you have to learn how to work the ball. The ground's rock hard. You learn how to run the ball, hit low shots. He's got all the game.
He has indeed. He's 14-1 in the betting. Henrik Stenson is 16-1 here with William Hill. Last season must have been a bit of a dream for Stenson, really. All that cash, Jamie, imagine it.
Would be nice, wouldn't it? What a season he had, winning the FedEx and race to Dubai and everything else that goes with him. He's taking him a bit of time to adapt, I think, because obviously there's got to be a come down from that sort of season. But I think he's starting to get his game back again, and he certainly has the game for Hoylake, no doubt about it, because he's got that 3-wood which goes a blooming mile, and he's a nice little draw with it. So this course could be set up for Henrik Stenson. Does well in the Open. He's been third twice, runner-up last year. He's in the prime of his life. He's so strong physically. He's got all the attributes to do well this week, Henrik Stenson, and a few quid behind him as well. He's not got to worry about making the odd bogey, is he?
No, precisely. And is there any concern that he's maybe just a little a shade too short in the betting for a non-major winner, or is that immaterial?
Well, he's got. You know, I think he's a quality performer. Obviously, winning what he did last year, you know, proves his worth as a golfer. But you are probably taking a little bit of leap of faith because of his form this year. And you say he hasn't won a major, but he's come blooming close, and he's won major tournaments, shall we say? So no, I think that's about right.
What about Rory McIlroy in the betting at 16-1? A brilliant winner at Wentworth earlier in the season. It looked like he was going to be the man to beat last week in Scotland after that opening round. But again, often struggles to put two rounds together after a good opening round.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his tee time is on Friday, because he's having this Friday. Everyone's starting to talk about the Friday thing, and it can be like a self-fulfilling prophecy, can't it, when you start thinking about, oh, my second rounds are getting poor. And obviously, you look back to St Andrews a few years ago when he had that shocking second round as well, but that was very windy that day. Third in 2010, that was at St Andrews, and he's missed the cut last year and 60th the year before. Well, he looks a links player all over to me. He's got all the game, but his record the last 2 years in the Open hasn't been great, and he just seems, as you say, throwing the odd bad round. So your comment about Stenson being too short, I don't know, with Rory, you are taking a little bit of a chance, but he's a great player. I think he does well on very soft golf courses myself, when the ball sits down a bit, but because he's so long off the tee, that driver he's got. Whether he'll be able to use the driver so much around here, I don't know.
Yeah, there is a school of thought that he needs a dead calm open to be at his absolute best. If he gets optimum conditions where it's where the wind doesn't blow, that's going to suit him.
Well, he said last week that St Andrews is a course he likes, obviously, because he can just smash it off the tee so long. But he has played Hoylake. I had a chat with him yesterday. He just bumped into him and he said, I asked him whether he played the course. The last time he played, it was in the British Boys. So he has played the golf course, albeit a long time ago.
Martin Keimer's in the betting at 20-1, Jamie. I remember when you tipped him up at Whistling Straits back in 2010. I think that he was 40-1 on that occasion. He's back to his brilliant best now, Martin Keimer.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? He's got his game back. I think he just went through a period where he's trying to draw the ball for the Masters, and that sort of got in the way of the rest of his game, really. He's back to the old Martin Keimer, totally unflappable. Won the Players, won the US Open in a canter, really. And he's got similar conditions here. Obviously, it's a bit more windy. And 20-1. Is that his, that's his price, isn't it? 20-1?
Yep.
Martin Keimer, yep. He's got to be a good bet, and he's a player who you know is going to give a true running of himself. He's not going to beat himself, that's for sure. And another guy who you just think, well, he should win an Open Championship.
Phil Mickelson is in the betting at 20-1 as well. No top 10 on the PGA Tour this season for Mickelson, which is a major shock. But he's changed his game to produce the brilliance that he's shown on American courses, on links-style venues. And that work last year at Muirfield, that was one of the best finishes I've ever seen to an Open Championship.
One of the best rounds of golf I've ever seen. The way he took that course on, where all the rest of the players were really struggling to get to grips with it, and Mickelson just grabbed it and took it 66 in the last round. You know, that's the equivalent of a 59 round. A lot of other normal PGA Tour venues. The way he played, it was so difficult. The last round at Muirfield, that was the round of his life to win that. He's got a good record at the Open as well, hasn't he? I mean, he's starting to enjoy links golf a lot more. I watched him on the range at Royal Aberdeen last week, hitting these low stingers with 4-irons and 3-irons. It was a joy to watch. He's got all the game. His short game, as we all know, is fantastic. One thing is his putt. He's not putting as well as he used to. And the way he plays, with that cavalier spirit, he does need to knock a few putts in for pars here and there. So if he putts well, he'll contend.
Phil Mickelson, 20-1. Tiger Woods, also 20-1. What a difference a year makes, Jamie. 6-1 for the championship last season. He's had back surgery this year, so he's missed a large portion of the PGA Tour season. Didn't make the comeback on his reappearance at Congressional. 6-1 last year, 20-1 this year. Is that a fair reflection of his chance, Jamie?
No, I don't think it is a fair reflection. He should be a lot bigger.
You think?
I just can't see it. I just can't. I mean, they're all talking, you know, they play practice rounds with him. Jim Furyk said he was fantastic. And he was on the range next to Tommy Fleetwood yesterday hitting balls. He was mightily impressive, let me tell you, Tiger. His ball flight was incredible. So straight and powerful and strong. He's got a three-quarter swing now. He looked terrific. But if you had a competitive play for that long, I don't care who you are. He missed the cut, the Quicken Loans. It's really hard to get your competitive edge back, that scoring touch. When you miss greens, getting up and down, it's all right hitting loads of balls, but you've got to get that scoring touch, and you can only do that through competition. He might surprise us. He surprises all his career, but I really, really, with the injury he's gone through, and it's just his lack of competitive play for me. I just can't see it.
You mentioned that he was using a three-quarter swing on the range. Do you expect him to take that onto the golf course? Has his swing changed since his surgery?
I definitely noticed it was shorter. I'll tell you what, he's bigger. His shoulders, he's got some big shoulders on him. He's looking as fit as a butcher's dog, to be honest with you. But his swing looks so under control. And I just noticed it's fairly short, but in rhythm. And the way he struck the ball, he hit it fairly easily, but the ball just seemed to glide out there, dead straight. Which in the wind, you've got to hit the ball straight. Once you start curving the ball, the wind gets hold of it. So he looked mightily impressive on the range, I must say. That he did, it was impressive, as you'd expect. But as I say, it's all right hitting the ball, but you've just got to do it. He always held those putts, didn't he, when he needed to, and he got up and down when he needed to. Great chips. Has that part of his game going to be sharp enough for Hoylake? I would doubt it.
Do you think his work in the gym's affected him adversely as far as his golf swing's concerned? Has he lost any flexibility?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to ask him that. But if you look at his injuries, cartilage surgery back in 08, double stress fracture in his leg when he won at Torrey Pines back in 08. He's ruptured his Achilles. He's inflamed his neck, strained his left elbow. you know, he's had everything going on in his body because he used to hit the ball so hard and used to go at it, put his body under incredible strain, and he's paid the price. I think we're looking at a different, totally different player because people would be bombing it past him, I think. He's still long, don't get me wrong. He's still up there, but he's not the longest like he used to be. He could dominate fields with a length. He could hit the ball, and he hit that two-iron stinger around Hoylake, especially when he won back here in 06. So he's still a great player.
Sergio Garcia is in the betting at 25-1. Inevitably popular with the punters, Sergio, Jamie. Mm. And once again, 25-1, quite popular. 7 Open Championship top tens in his career. I'd love to see Sergio win one. It's just whether or not he's got it between the ears with Sergio, I think.
Yeah, I think he's in a different place mentally now. He's enjoying his golf again, that's for sure. I think he's regretting that part of Canusie against Corey Carrington when he had that, what was it, about an 8-footer to win the Open. He still can't believe he missed. And I just remember him playing it all in yellow against Woods here in the last round, and didn't Tiger tweet, "I beat Tweety Pie" or something?
Yeah.
Just bludgeoned Tweety Pie. So, I mean, what was he thinking of wearing that yellow outfit? I hope he doesn't bring that back, because he's got no chance he wears that yellow outfit again. But, listen, we're waiting for him to win one, aren't we? He could be here. He's got the game for Lynx Golf. He did well here last time. You know, I'd love to see him playing with Tiger. They should have paired him together. That would be great.
Sergio Garcia, 25-1 shot. Graham McDowell's 28-1. Took last week off after his win in the French Open, Jamie. He went close at Lytham a couple of years ago. Seems to be firing on all cylinders, GMAC.
Yeah, definitely. And he certainly likes the course. You draw off the tee, suits, he does that. I was doing on-course commentary, watching him in the Irish Open. His iron play was terrific, really top notch. He didn't hold any putts, actually, at the weekend, the Irish. Otherwise, he'd have won that as well as the French. So, yeah, he's a gritty player, Graham McDowell, and when that putter works for him, he's almost unbeatable with that putter. I think the golf course is going to suit him. Could he be more in form? Probably not. So why not Graham McDowell?
Jordan Spieth, 28-1. This is the last guy in the top 10 of the betting. Spieth, 28. Nothing he does surprises me at the moment, Jamie. One of the most impressive young players we've seen for many years.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe his lack of open experience is a different form of golf. This over here in these links courses, Royal Hoylake, Royal Liverpool. Only played one open. He was 44th, which wasn't too bad last year, really. To do that, to make the cut and, you know, sort of get midfield is respectable. As you say, he's got the world at his feet. He'll just love playing in front of these galleries and these crowds and the stands that are up there. It's just a one-off the Open with the crowds, and he's going to love it. So I think it's a learning experience for him there.
Yeah, I said one of the most... That doesn't include Rory McIlroy, obviously, who's still only
We're blessed with a lot of young
20s.
Talent, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've got so much young talent and a lot of experienced talent, as you say, with Garcia and Keimer and Stenson and Rose and this sort. There's a lot of talent. Adam Scott, there's so many good golfers in that 30-year age bracket that the youngsters are driving to get towards.
It's 33-1 bar the top 10 in the betting, Jamie. Let's get down to business. Your picks.
Have we mentioned the winner, do you reckon?
I'm not sure.
But you think
so
of Bubba, we mentioned Bubba Watson.
Yeah,
Bubba
Watson, 40
Dustin
to 1.
Dustin Johnson, Matt Kuchar, Jason Day. We still might not mention the winner.
No.
But my tips would be, I like Henrik Stenson. I'm going to pick 3. Henrik Stenson, my European tip. Ricky Fowler. I think Ricky Fowler impressed a lot of people at Aberdeen last week, and he played a practice round yesterday and impressed a lot of people. He's got the game for Lynx Golf, Ricky Fowler. And I think Paul Casey is an outsider. Paul's been playing very well this year. He had a 9 on the opening hole at Aberdeen on the Saturday, but he still managed to finish up there. So he's been bubbling under Paul Casey. And the other one I'll give a mention to is Mikko Ilonen, won the amateur championship here in 2000, won the Irish Open. He's a solid player, Mikko Ilonen. If you're looking for match bets, spread bets, Mikko Ilonen will do you some favours.
16-1 for Henrik Stenson. Mikko Ilonen, 66-1. Paul Casey in the betting at 50-1.
Bit tight though, isn't it? 50s, Casey, would you say?
A little bit, possibly. Yeah, I maybe
I'll be looking for a bit more than that.
I think his form's trending in the right direction. I think a lot of people recognise that he had that nine and still finished. What did he finish? 11th in the end, I think, last week. 14th in the end last week. So
yeah, we all think he's well handicapped, don't we?
Yeah, precisely.
So they're my tips anyway. Let's see what they do.
When you watch Ricky Fowler, Jamie, he can really flight the ball, can't he, under the wind?
He can, yeah. And he played a practice round yesterday with Tom Watson. And Tom was in his ear the whole way round and helping him and strategy and all the rest of it. And Ricky Fowler was hitting low shots, high shots, all sorts of shots. Listen, I think his putting is a bit suspect for me.
Yeah.
From 5-6 feet, but... we'll see, but he's done well in the Open before. He's a young player who's on the up, and I think these conditions suit him.
Good stuff. Four picks then there from Jamie, ranging from 16-1 to 66-1 in the betting, and you've got a couple of the supporting markets. You like the shape of from a betting perspective as well, Jamie.
Yeah, when I look at the American market, it's so many quality players in there. It's difficult to pick one out. So I sort of look for maybe some slightly different markets. I look at the Irish market with Rory McIlroy at 4-6, Graham McDowell at 5-2. Well, I think Shane Lowry is a player that people want to keep on the right side of. He's 9-1 in this market. It's a good bet at 9-1. Shane Lowry is a quality player. He did exceptionally well at the PGA at Wentworth, and he played well last week. He's a good links player. Won the Irish Open on a links golf course as well. So, good player, Shane Lowry. He's a big, good 9-1 shot.
9-1 in that market, and only three players in the top French player market, but a standout bet here.
Yeah, I think so. Gregory Bourdie has been a top player now on the European Tour for 5 or 6 years. He's won 4 times, maybe 5 times on the European Tour. Very good putter, experienced. He's 2-1. Obviously, Dubuisson's a favourite, but I think he's susceptible, Dubuisson. I'm not sure what we're going to get for him, to be honest with you. I'm not sure he knows what's coming either, to be honest. He's had a terrific last 9 months, Dubuisson, but I fancied Bourdie at 2-1 with Victor Ruud, the other one in there who's making his debut.
Yeah, he played well last week a couple of weeks ago in the French, didn't he? Victor Dubuisson, do you think he's been overrated on the basis of that second in the match play? Is he as good as people think he is?
I'm not sure. I'm still trying to work him out.
Yeah.
He does surprise. He keeps surprising a little bit. He's obviously got a game. He's very good around the greens.
He's long, isn't he? He's long, isn't he, Jamie?
Yeah, he's long. Yeah, I've not been out with him. I've not really met him much. But apparently, he's I wouldn't say he's an odd character, but he keeps himself to himself and quite a shy man as well. So I'm waiting to see what happens with Dubuisson. He's obviously going to be in the Ryder Cup. We'll know a lot more about him after that, won't we? Because that is the pressure cooker of golf.
Yeah, it should be a cracking Ryder Cup, Glen Eagles this time. Are you involved in the Ryder Cup?
I am, yeah. I'm going to be in the team room. I'm going to be helping out in the team room. So, yeah, well, we'll see. Hopefully it's as exciting as the last time.
Yeah, hopefully so. And, it's going to be an immensely strong European squad this time round. There are going to be some big names missing out in that Ryder Cup team.
Well, at the moment, Poulter and Westwood aren't in the side, so McGinley's got 3 picks, and I presume he's got 3 picks for a reason, to pick players of that quality.
Yeah.
I can't see him not picking Poulter. And with Westwood, I know he's not, he said he's lost his spark a bit, but what I've seen of him behind the scenes at the Ryder Cup, he's immense. He's someone I'd want in the team. But obviously, he's got to be playing golf to a certain standard for Paul to pick him.
Yeah, he's 50-1 this week, Lee Westwood. He's got a very, very strong Open Championship record, but you've just got to... You're concerned about that form at the moment. To be concerned.
We've had a lot of expectation on his shoulders, haven't we, over the last 10 years, really. And maybe when he just gets the other side of that and he just starts, people don't talk about him so much, maybe that might be the time when he sneaks in there. Because I walked a few holes with him in practice last week and he drove the ball incredibly well. It's just so long and straight. But he did say after last week he just lost his spark a bit, which can happen with golf. It can be a mentally draining game. You've got to want to... You get a lot of disappointments in golf and you've got to keep getting yourself up and getting on with it.
Let's finish off, Jamie, by having a look at some of the feature three balls. We'll start off with the morning three balls, and three of them here. Luke Donald playing with Ricky Fowler and Sergio Garcia. We've got Tiger playing with Angel Cabrera and Henrik Stenson, and Rory McIlroy being paired with Hideki Matsuyama and Jordan Spieth. And these are definitely the features on Thursday.
Quite easy then.
I've
got to go with Fowler and Stenson, haven't I? With my picks, but they're tough three balls. Who was the last one again? Sorry,
McIlroy, Matsuyama, and Spieth.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That's Matsuyama's a good player, isn't he? He's a really, really top player. He could be the Japanese player that breaks through. So, be looking forward to watching that match. But I think first round has got to be Rory. But he's not much of a price, is he?
No, he's not. He's pretty short in the three ball betting there.
Well, you could throw up five to four. That's not too bad. But even so, he's against two quality players.
He is indeed. And the afternoon three balls, I'll give you three here to pick from. Martin Keimer, Jason Day, and Zach Johnson looks a good one. That's at 1:30.
Doesn't get any easier, does it, that?
It doesn't. I mean, these are feature three balls for a reason. Three top players in there. Keimer's 6-4, Jason Day 17-10, with Zach Johnson 2-1.
I go with the outsider because my mate Tommy Fleetwood fancies Zach Johnson around here.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He thinks he's got the game. So I'm going to back his judgment on that one, 2-1.
Zach Johnson 2-1. Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Bubba Watson at 2.05, and Mickelson the favourite here 5-4. Bubba second favourite 17-10 with Ernie.
Is Ernie playing well enough? Is Ernie playing well enough, and can Bubba cope with the conditions? I've got to go with Mickelson. You've got to go with Mickelson.
Mickelson 5-4. Ernie's got a great Open Championship record.
Do
you think he's not quite in the same sort of shape as he was a couple of years ago?
He just scraped the cut last week. Maybe not. No, I mean, he's not getting any younger, is he? So, but I'll go with Mickelson on that.
And 2:27, Adam Scott, Justin Rose, and Jason Duffner. Scott 11-8, Rose is 11-8, and Duffner 11-4. Two tournament favourites in that three ball.
Yeah, I think we go with Scott with that one. We're just going to wait and see what happens with Justin after the win last week. He's got to have taken something out of him. So I think I'll pick the fresher man there in Adam Scott.
Good stuff.
Duffner. What's happened to Duffner? He was one of my favourites.
Yeah, he's not played that well.
No.
Well, in recent weeks, he has got some good form this season, hasn't he, Duffner?
Yeah. Yeah, he's tee to green. He's quality. Hits the ball so straight. And he's a player who could easily feature on a Lynx golf course. No doubt about it. He's a bit dodgy on the short putts, though, isn't he?
Oh, very, very much so.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Jamie, enjoy this week and enjoy your work with Tommy Fleetwood. Fingers crossed he plays well this week. Local course. Yeah.
Thanks, most of all, enjoy it. I'm staying up here a couple more days and I'm coming home to watch it myself.
Good stuff. Thank you for your company this morning, Jamie, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, David.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.